Welcome to Trinity Lutheran Church.
Thank you for joining us in worship today.
Thank you. Thank you. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord. He's talking about persecution. He's talking about the spiritually says, look up. Look up at the sky. Look at the sun. Look at the moon. Look at the stars. Look at the heavens. Look at the clouds. Look up. Because when you look up, you are going to see something the likes of which you have never seen before. You might not want to look up. You might not want to see in face the things that you have to see in face. Jesus says in verse 28, straighten up, raise your heads, look up, because then you'll see some amazing things that God is doing. See, the natural tendency for human beings is to do the opposite. Fear and despair make us want to look down. We tend to keep our heads down because we keep your head down, then you can have this illusion that you don't really have to face the thing that's Jesus wants us to not look down. Jesus wants us to look up. Jesus wants us to see some amazing things that are going to be in the sky. And when we see these celestial phenomena, then we're really going to see the amazing things that God is going to do in the whole world. Now, God speaking of amazing things that you can see up in the sky, I'm assuming that most of us have the opportunity to look up into the sky this past Tuesday night and see something kind of amazing. Okay, we got to, many of us, see the Northern Lights. We got to see the Aurora Borealis, which the good citizens of Southern Illinois don't normally get to see because we live so far south. But I'll say, even though I have at times in my life lived in places far north of here, Wisconsin, Connecticut, it's actually my first time ever seeing the Northern Lights in person myself, too. And it's kind of funny because I was already thinking about this sermon. I was thinking about how I was going to talk about these typical things Jesus mentions to the disciples, signs in the sky that show you that the end of the world is coming. And when I step outside and I look to the north, and the whole sky is glowing red, which was, you know, a little jarring. There's really nothing to be afraid of, you know? But it did legitimately make me wonder what people of the ancient period must have thought if they had an opportunity to see the Northern Lights. You know, we're not afraid of it because we know what it's all about. Here in the year of our Lord 2025, we have all of the modern science and knowledge that can explain the whole thing to us. If we don't know it naturally, we can go to Google and we can go down a rabbit hole on the Northern Lights, which maybe some of you did this week, and we can learn what caused such a thing. We've been studying collectively sunspots and solar flares ever since the 18th century. Astronomers know all about this magnetized plasma that sometimes launches itself from the sun toward the Earth during certain solar storms. That when that plasma interacts with the Earth's magnetic field, and electricity ends up charging the oxygen and nitrogen that are in our atmosphere, that starts to glow. It starts to glow in the same way that, you know, you have like neon lights. When electricity moves through neon gas in a tube and it glows, it's kind of like that. So if we understand that, then there's nothing for us to be afraid of. If we have that collective knowledge of all of humanity that's come to us from over time, we're not afraid of it. We just wonder what people who didn't have that knowledge, who didn't have Google, what they must have thought, what they would look up to the sky and they would see something. How much anxiety that would cause people for generations to come. The interesting thing is we can take that same concept and apply it not just to the celestial phenomena that we observe with our own two eyes, but we can actually also apply this to celestial phenomena in a spiritual sense. And what I mean by that is like heavenly signs that we only can understand through
Thank you.
a lot of terrifying things. All the news that we hear constantly, evil, corruption, wars, and rumors of wars, I mean, we see how that causes people to fall into despair and to completely give up, to look down because they're afraid to look up. But you, as a disciple of Jesus Christ, you get to keep looking up. You get to have absolutely nothing to fear in this world. Because when you see these things happen, and when you feel the ground rumbling underneath you, rather than jumping to the conclusion that this means we are all doomed, you instead get to listen to what source of knowledge, what Jesus himself says. Like what he says at the end of this passage, your redemption is drawing in. You get to look up and see what Jesus has done for this whole world, how Jesus allowed the temple of his body to be destroyed at Golgotha just a couple of days after he spoke his words, and only that spiritual knowledge which we gain from God's word makes it possible for us to call his crucifixion a good thing for the world, or to call that day Good Friday. And God's word also teaches us the true meaning of that time when we look up and we see our Heavenly Father raising his Son from the dead on Easter Sunday. That resurrection which proves once and for all that God's wisdom is so much greater than ours, and that even on the worst days of our life, days when it seems like it would defy common sense to say that God actually loves us and cares for us because of whatever's going on in our lives, even then, his promises about our redemption are true. What a blessing it is to know. Just a few moments for you to have one. Four new members. One of these congregation officials, four ladies up here in front of me, spending a whole bunch of time over these last few months studying God's word. And learning a whole bunch of things that hopefully you learned some things that you didn't know before. Our prayer is that, well, number one, you would know that just because we're doing this confirmation thing, that's not being the learning process as it's like that, because I think you already know that. Also, our prayer is that as you continue to live your lives out in this word, that you would always, because of the things that you've learned, you know that you would keep your heads up. You keep looking up. Because when difficult things come, because of course they come for all of us eventually, that you would be able to recognize the blessing it is that part of being a member of the Anglican Church of Royalty means that you are not left alone when you have to face whatever it is you have to face. Of course, we know the Lord is always on our side, but it also means we've got a new family. We've got new brothers and sisters in Christ right here who are here to support you, who are here to actually pray for you, uphold you, strengthen you. God has placed these people in your life for a reason. Together, as the body of Christ, we continue to look up, we straighten up, we raise our heads, able to face whatever it is that might come our way. Because we always know that our redemption is in you. So we pray that we would never grow tired of proclaiming that good news is always until the day that Jesus Christ returns. We pray that the world would see the signs of the gospel, not just in celestial phenomena, not just weird and fun things that appear up in the sky, like the northern lights, in every sanctified sin, in every forgiven sin, every redeemed sin. To God alone be glory forever. Amen. Now,
I baptize you in the name of the Father, with thankful hearts that we have been Thank you. Thank you. Welcome to Trinity Hoyleton.
Have a blessed
Our church and school have been sharing the grace of God and the message of forgiveness in Jesus.